other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got him for two more segments. I really appreciate Dr. Doug Rocky. He always just comes on with the goodness of his heart, trying to warn people. They're proliferating the use of DU. It is causing massive problems everywhere. They're using it at military bases everywhere. They're using it around all the major ports with the Coast Guard. They are lying to the Coast Guard, the sailors, the Marines, the Army, the Air Force. And, folks, they're not going to be there patting you on the back when you're dying. But Doc, for me, it really comes down to a change in mindset. Like, they know the GMO cross-species foods create new compounds, new amino acids that kill all the mammals that eat it over time. We know it's hurting humans. They're still approving it. No one else is. It's all us in the U.S. We know DU is killing all these people. We know their own reports admit it's killing people. They don't care. We know they're building 3,600 BioShield bioweapons labs around the country in areas that aren't level four. Everyone's freaking out and can't believe it. They don't care. And I know you're going over all the evidence of this, and my audience knows about a lot of that thanks to you and others, but I keep getting back to it's scary that we have an evil elite, but also to think that they're just, it's like they want to destroy the planet.
Sure, it's that they want to destroy the planet. It's this Rambo mentality, okay, John Wayne. We got to go to war. We got to kill and destroy. And we're out there killing or destroying people that pose absolutely no threat to us, okay? None at all. But we just want to do it so we can do it. And then we have to develop the next generation of weapon, the next best weapon. So what we'll see, and I mean, this is thoroughly documented, we'll develop a weapon and then we'll sell it and we'll give it away. And then all of a sudden, the people we sold it and gave it away to become our enemies. And now we get, oh, they've got this, so we have to develop the next generation of weapon. And so it just continues on and on and on and on.
I bet we're going to see local cops using DU soon.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we had a standing joke when I was director of the Depleted Uranium Project. We were down, okay, we were at Fort McClellan, Alabama, so we all hunted, okay? And everybody, we bow hunted and, you know, hunted with guns, okay? And the standing joke was, you know, what we're going to do is here, this is real easy. We're going to take our compound bow. We're going to get ourselves an arrow. We're going to take a broadhead arrow, you know, razor edge, and we're going to make that out of DU. So and here's how we're going to do it. We don't have to worry about a whole lot. We're going to go hunting. We're going to use a DU arrow. I have to understand uranium burns through the air as it's moving. So we're firing the arrow. It's got a broadhead. It's on fire. So it slices, dices, cooks it, and cooks your meat all at once so it's ready to eat in the field. The general didn't like that. You know, so it's horrible because what we know today, thoroughly documented, is that the United States, Great Britain, Australia, and Canada have used uranium munitions against not only armor, which is what it was designed for, but conventional cars and trucks. Totally documented against apartment buildings and houses. Thoroughly documented against hospitals, water treatment facilities, sewage sanitation plants. Against everything, because it's extraordinarily effective against all targets, and they just use it with total disregard. The common task training every military member is supposed to go through states very clearly, this stuff will cause contaminate air, water, and soil.
And let's be clear, they blow the hell out of Afghanistan, Kosovo, Iraq, and then our troops move into the very bases that have been hit by it.
Correct, and that's why we have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of casualties that are fighting for medical care. But when it comes back to this thing, you know, out in San Francisco, they just had the big court trial, and again, it's discussed in the Army Times, it just came in the mail, where the federal judge out there ruled he has no authority to force the Department of Veteran Affairs or Department of Defense to provide prompt and effective medical care, even though it's thoroughly documented that it is not being done. Care is deliberately delayed and denied. And then you talk about the PTSD, and we talk about the suicides. Let's come down to it very clearly. We have hundreds of thousands of reported diagnosed with PTSD, but at the same time, we have hundreds of thousands diagnosed with serious physiological problems due to toxic exposures. The PTSD is a function of toxic exposures where the brain and the body no longer function.
Yeah, they're just using that as a cover, a psychological cover. They did that in the first Gulf War. Oh, your teeth are falling out. You're dying of brain tumors. You're mentally ill. Take some Prozac. Final segment with Dr. Doug Rocky. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We've only got about 5-6 minutes left with Dr. Doug Rock. You have to have him up sooner. We've covered a lot of areas, and it's not just the DU. It's the bioweapons labs. It's the chemical biological testing. I want you to have about 5 minutes to cover anything else you think is most important, Doc, with all of my, you know, jumping and adding different points. But I want to get your take on the mindset of, say, part of Project Shad and a few of the famous cases of marching our troops, British troops in, and nerve gassing them to death in chambers, not telling them they were going to kill them, and then lying to the families. I mean, why do they do that? How do they do that? And what does that say about who's running our society?
Well, you have to understand, this is part of the reason why the United States gave Iraq all the chemical and biological weapons for use against Iran and the Iraqi Kurds and the 80s. We wanted to see how effective our weapons were so that we could use them in warfare. And as a consequence, the mindset of the individuals, and I worked with these people and I learned with them and I taught them and I talked with them until I saw the light came on. They don't care. We all reach out there and try to figure out how do we understand this mindset of killing and destroying, complete utter disregard for the health and the environment. And I can't come up with any answer, yet it exists. Now, what we have today is we have hundreds of thousands of casualties from the use of uranium weapons, misuse of all the other munitions. Conventional munitions have horrible side effects also. We have PTSD coming back. And the PTSD and the horrible suicides are a function of three things. Number one, being so scared you pee in your pants. Normal combat. Historical. Number two, toxic exposures. The medical evidence is there. This is not mental. This is physiological toxic exposure. And the last thing is a realization all of a sudden dawns on them. They've been lied to and lied to and lied to and lied to. And you can't deal with it. You can't deal with it. The average guy doesn't have the ability, the knowledge. He doesn't have the wherewithal or the resources to understand what's going on. And he's left out there without medical care. So we have hundreds of thousands trying to obtain medical care, and they cannot get prompt and optimal medical care from the Department of Veteran Affairs or from the Department of Veteran, you know, Department of Defense.
Well, that's what I keep seeing in these reports of most of these guys that commit suicide are real sick. They say they got rashes. They're throwing up. Their back hurts. They're bleeding. They've got tumors. And they don't give them health care, and then they kill themselves, and then the news says, oh, they were mentally ill. But what you're saying and what the evidence does show is a lot of this isn't cracking up. It's that they are so sick that they're in excruciating pain, but the VA is mandated, and this is admitted, to cover it up because they don't want people knowing that in both Gulf Wars there was chemical weapons released from blowing up the facilities, and Saddam may have used them, and then now the DU, they've got to cover that up.
Absolutely. So it comes down to the bottom line. You know, we go to war to control oil and resources. That's what it's absolutely about. I mean, most interesting, here in the last few days, it's come out totally that the major oil corporations have now got a foothold back into Iraq, and they want it in Iran, they want it in Afghanistan and the Balkans, in Africa, to control all oil resources. You know, carte blanche. That's what it's about. It has nothing to do with giving you cheap gas. It's total control of the domination of the world market. And our military has been used to do this for all over and over and over again for hundreds of years. So we're coming down to the bottom line. And this is a choice I had to make from learning firsthand experience with chem, biological, uranium weapons, and everything else. The weapons we use today in warfare have catastrophic immediate and long-term adverse health and environmental effects. And we can't use them anymore because we can't clean it up and we don't have the medical care. But the leaders of our nation and the leaders of the nations, you know, with the charge, don't care. There is no accountability. I can call the Department of Defense, the U.S. Army, the Department of Veteran Affairs Inspector General all the time, and I do, trying to get things done, taken care of. They don't respond and they don't care. Retaliation, as you know, thoroughly documented, is swift and brutal against anybody that speaks out the truth or demands accountability, or in the case of the Department of Defense, we ask them, demand that they comply with their own orders and regulations, which are legal mandates to provide medical care and clean up the environment, whether it's at Concord, Massachusetts, Vieques, Puerto Rico, Albany, New York, over here at Jefferson Proving Ground, Hawaii, or wherever it is. But they simply refuse to do it. It's scary.
Well, Dr. Rocky, this is just another big piece of the puzzle, what you're covering and you know what you're revealing here, and that's the point I keep going back to, is that just 10, 20, 30 years ago, the elites were still reckless and bad and corrupt, but they were still wise to the point of they didn't want to hurt themselves or get things out of control that could bring down the whole system. And now, hey, we'll release, you know, weaponized Lyme disease, and of course, as you know, they admit it came out of there, the West Nile out of Plum Island off New York. Now we're going to put these in your major cities, and yeah, we're going to genetically engineer food, knowing it kills all the mammals that eat it over time, you know, and we're going to feed our kids it. I mean, the elite, most of them feed their kids this stuff. I mean, it's like it's a mass recklessness, self-destructiveness, I guess, that you see with rich kids that want to, you know, run a car off a cliff or drive reckless or OD on drugs. And it seems like they're just, I mean, if you look at the pathology, the mindset, the psychology, that it's just on 100 fronts. It's everywhere. Police brutality, corruption, Congress saying unlimited spying, total immunity, no Fourth Amendment today. Bush saying, I relish doing this. I mean, it is just... It is mania.
It's crazy. But we have to stop it because we have to speak out. We have to do something. We have to demand accountability, and that requires each and every one of us to step forward and do something like you've been doing, Alex. I mean, you've been doing it for years. God bless you, Alex.
Well, God bless you, Dr. Doug Rocky. I mean, it gets worse and worse. Everything we talked about comes true, and it gets worse than I even thought. And those that are siding with this evil just giggle and smirk like it's cute. It's like some 90-year-old man who's gone into dementia, rubbing you know what all over themselves, laughing at us. It's not funny. I mean, you know, this is insane. This is dangerous. And God help us. Well, give out some of the websites where you post articles and reports and documents. What are some of them? Your stuff's everywhere, but what are some of the better places to visit?
You know, Trap Rock was, and Trap Rock had a hostile takeover, but, you know, you still get the Trap Rock, and I'm not sure exactly. I think it's Grassroots Peace now is what Charlie is and Sonny are doing, but they're out there. And just try and get the information. You have to understand, here are the Army regulations. Here is the information. These are their internal briefings. This is what's required. This is what's known. And we need to hold them accountable for what they've done and demand that they comply with their own requirements. That's what
we were talking about. Absolutely. Off air, we were talking about all the deformities of U.S. troops' children, the contractors, the Iraqis, the Serbs, the Afghans. And the troops are going, my God, I've had two kids in a row. They're totally deformed. And the Army says, DU's good for you.
All I can do is cry. I got another email yesterday with another photograph of another child that was born. That's horrible. And the question, this was a contractor, and they're saying, could this have been caused by DU? And I said, I don't know. We have to get the medical exam, answer all the questions, where they were exposed, what happened, what did they do. But when we see the same thing, the deformities, over and over and over again, contractors, military personnel, our own, or the other inhabitants of these nations, you have to understand, they're not insurgents, they're not terrorists, they are the people that occupy their nation, that are opposing our illegal invasion and occupying
the
destruction
of their
nation.
But even if the troops hate them and say, oh, let's kill them with all the videos of them shooting innocent women and children and celebrating, they're getting killed. You know, the goons and the well-meaning people that are doing this, they're getting killed by it. And, I mean, when you see 300, 400, 500% increases in Serbia and Iraq, as you know, doctor, of deformities associated with uranium, I mean, it's clear. We know it's the DU doing it, don't we?
Absolutely. This time around, we only have pesticides, we have uranium munitions, and we have the adverse reactions to the immunizations. That's all we have this time around, contrast to Desert Storm.
Dr. Doug Rocky, I want to have you back up in the near future. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, and God bless you, Alex.
You bet. Thank you, my friend. A great patriot fighting. Oh, Doc, are you still there?
No.
I just have another guest, and I'm waiting to get them in the wings. They're a very important guest, just like yourself. Briefly, you mentioned separately how you trained for martial law. Now, that's been declassified now separately, but in just 2 minutes, as we're going to break, and this interview has to end then, we got Alan Watt coming up, but I want to ask him about this, too. Tell us about the martial law. I mean, they were openly telling you guys this was in preparation for martial law in the U.S.?
Absolutely. It was under Clinton administration, again, Presidential Decision Directives 39 and 62, which is, you know, the whole thing put together. And what had happened is we were working together with weapons, non-lethal weapons, and again, this is the microwave gun, beam gun that's mounted on the Jeep that cooks people alive or stuff like this. And so what was happening, we had all over the place mount villages where you track practice on going in to overtake this stuff and overthrow the governments. Most recently, the U.S. Marines, 3,000 Marines, went into Indianapolis to do it. We've had exercises all over the place. Again, just come down and look at what's happening. And it's scary, it's frightening, because the individuals are brainwashed and they believe these myths and they believe that there's such a threat out there that we have to do this.
And let's be clear, when you were in the Army as a major overseeing this stuff, they were admitting, the officers to you, this was for America.
Oh, sure.
I mean, how would they try to sell that to you? What would they say?
You know, here's the threat this is going to have, and we have to protect ourselves and do this inside. There's such an evil meaning. I don't know. It just got to be beyond comprehension. But then you do this stuff, and then you go overseas, and you use it all over there, too. I mean, ask yourself the question, why do 3,000 United States Marines have to go to Indianapolis, Indiana, to do an exercise within the community, nuclear, biological, chemical warfare, special operations, RF weapons, microwave gun weapons, inside of town?
Well, that's the condition of the public to accept it when they do it for real.
Correct.
An acclamation.
Correct, exactly.
Unbelievable. Well, Dr. Doug Rocky, I've got to get you back up for the martial law operations you witness in the near future. Again, thank you, sir, for all the time.
You're welcome, sir.
Take care. Dr. Doug Rocky, ladies and gentlemen, amazing person. I appreciate Alan Watt coming on a bit late. I was so much he was talking about, I wanted to get it out. We're going to come back and ask Alan Watt about this and get his take on it. Cutintothematrix.com. He'll be with us for an hour and 40 minutes.
Do you ever suffer from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now, online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The entire fourth hour, that's the next hour, will be open phones for Alan Watt. For the next 35 minutes, we're going to cover any topics he thinks are important, anything he wants to go over. Don't really need to introduce him to this audience. You know him well now. CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. Great guy, great research. Dovetails with mine. And again, knows a lot of things that I wasn't aware of. We all share information. We all, that's how we all go to another level of understanding, and that's why he's here. Last hour, I had Dr. Doug Rocky, head of the DU program for the Pentagon, the Army, on how they knowingly know it's killing tens of thousands of troops, going to kill millions worldwide. They're using it at military bases all over the U.S. now. They are openly putting it in landfills, just blowing around on major cities. They're building level 4 bioweapons labs and level 2 facilities in major cities, when before they would have them on isolated islands or in armored compounds. I mean, there's a method to this madness. We know it's population reduction, but even the elite's top servants are coming in contact from this and getting hurt by this. What is this all part of?
It's, well, in Canada, they started to do this with these particular laboratories back in the late 80s, early 90s. And there was a hullabaloo from big cities like Toronto as to why would you put such a laboratory with deadly diseases in the middle of a city. And at the time, of course, the speculation for some of us was that one day that's where they're going to release these deadly bacteria from. It's the best place to have it, the best place to do it, right in the middle of the crowded city, if the agenda is to depopulate. And we know with Agenda 21, and it's been really rushed ahead now, to get everyone off the rural areas into the existing overcrowded cities for the masses. And they will start pandemics once that they're all in there. Pandemics crop up every few years. They'll die down, crop up, kill a lot of people, die down, back and forth, back and forth. That way they can bury their dead and take care of the dead. The elite won't do that for them. And so we always bury our dead.
And there's evidence they engineered the Spanish flu, and they admit,
yes,
Plum Island alone weaponized limes and what's killed now thousands. The West Nile's admittedly from there released on purpose. And
mm-hmm.
And of course, the elite admit in official U.S. government policy they want to kill 80-plus percent of us, Memorandum 200, State Department. But you're absolutely right, Alan, nail on the head as usual. This is what they're doing, and see, just like they've had the bioweapons experts release foot and mouth and other things at Porton Down, the news even admits they're releasing it, or a bioweapons guy releases the anthrax, that's admitted.
Yeah.
Then they try to blame a patsy. And they have these Dr. Eric Piankas everywhere who say, kill 90% of us. He gets a 95% standing ovation at the Academy of Sciences.
Mm-hmm.
And the point is, just like in 13 Monkeys, they tell us what they're going to do. They've got their guys. When the order comes in, they're just going to march in and release it in every major city.
They will. And they want everyone packed into the city. It's interesting, too, that once you're packed into these cities, with the ID cards coming up, you'll also be restricted as to far you can travel out of that city, very much like the old Soviet Union system. So you're literally going to be trapped within a city. And if you look up the NATO booklet that's supposed to be available to every member of the public of the NATO countries for bacterial and biological and atomic fallout on cities, this is official. It's been the same since the 1970s, and every NATO country signed it. The orders are, and a documentary was done in Britain on this, the orders are that the troops have to contain everyone within that city. Any people trying to leave have to be shot on sight. These are present orders. Whole groups trying to leave the city have to be bombed from the air with CS gas. And there'll be three cordons of rings around the city to try to trap everyone within it. And the whole containment exercise will be to allow the people inside those cities to gradually die.
And they've been doing chemical, biological, radiological, lethal, murdering us all over the Western world for at least 75 years. They've tested it all. They tell us, give up all your rights, let us militarize and have checkpoints to stop Al-Qaeda. But it's really so the eugenicists can carry out our extermination. And the police officers listening, you will die with your families, worshiping your gods until the end, won't they, Alan?
There's no doubt about it. This is a very old plan. And, see, World War III has been underway for a long time. It was declared on the citizenry of the planet.
That's right. And Alan Watt, cutintothematrix.com, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com are my sites. We'll be right back with Alan Watt. Unbelievable information. Your call's coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at solismile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change him, he will.
If you look at the world, it looks like some paranoid schizophrenic nightmare. But that's what the elite are. They're inbred, they're mentally ill, they're highly intelligent, and they have all these compartmentalized elites working for them, under them. It's like specialized insects in a hive. And when I say this, I'm not trying to shock you. It's the truth. The government says they want a world government to carry out your orderly extermination and then the genetic engineering of the species into 2 subgroups, a tiny group of servants and the elite. The elite will enjoy the future. The rest of us, we won't. Our progeny, our future. It is the ultimate of selfishness, and they are setting up the world as a hell pit. Now, we told you you'd see them legalize wiretapping and no warrants. We told you you'd see checkpoints. We told you you'd see blood being taken on the sides of the road for DNA databases. They're getting you ready under the name of DWI, their rubric. We told you everything because we have the RAND Corporation. We have the British Ministry of Defense plans. We have, I just had Dr. Doug Rocky on, who was high-level Army, who worked for martial law. Now we have PDDs. Now the White House says they're doing it. But this was decades ago. This is all a giant plan. They own the banks. They print the money. They want power. And as Alan Watt just rightly said, World War III is going. It is against you. And the few, quote, rogue nations not controlled by the New World Order. And, I mean, the incredible thing is, I even forget about this stuff. I remember I want to ask Alan about this. In 2000, the Army was in town. They used a fake nuclear spill as their cover. They shut down I-35. Then they had Army driving around downtown in plain clothes. We have people inside the APD. They told us about it. We got down there and got footage. Austin police collapsed. There was some type of gas downtown. I thought it was a fake drill. Later I was told by sources, no, it was real. They said, watch again. Then the DPS collapsed, shut down the building. They were going to the hospital. More than 30 people at the hospital there. They did bio tests, chemical tests here. We're not sure what it was. The point is, I don't have to go down the road to find checkpoints taking my blood without warrants or cops collapsing. Why do they revel, Alan, in hurting their own military and police? And then how did they psychologically brainwash the military and police to enjoy being hurt by their masters? I mean, I know a lot of people listening are going to die with your children still loving the government who are listening right now, Alan.
Well, what we've got is when psychopaths rule over people, they give you a psychopathic culture. And they've bred a whole generation with a declining culture into immorality, degeneracy, and so on. The state has given the new values to those who've been growing up over the last 20, 25 years. They wanted a militarized people for now, so they created it. They went to work giving them video games designed for the military. They debased the culture at the same time. Music went down, all the arts went downhill, nihilistic type art, which the CIA have actually declassified in their documents. They were behind a lot of this and actually paid the artists to do all this nihilistic art and so on. So you have a degenerate people who basically have adopted a psychopathic type culture. Now, a psychopath will give allegiance to his master. A classic example was the Nuremberg trials with Hitler's followers, who to the end talked about Hitler as a god. He was superior to them. They worshipped those with
Well, that's why Hitler and Stalin hired felons and rapists, aggravated felons, violent felons, out of the prisons, because they actually enjoy following orders and serving evil.
They enjoy it. And they also, because you see, the system in a psychopathic structure, which is militarized, is sadomasochistic. So each person praises the person above them with more power than themselves. The officer above him tends to despise the ones beneath him, the inferior ranks. And that is sadomasochism.
Yeah, let me stop you. I've noticed that a lot of these evil people actually in person admire me. They say, well, we're your enemy, but we admire you because you have power. And it's totally sick. They even admire us, Alan.
They admire power. That, again, is a sadomasochistic mentality. They do admire power, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, keep going with their psychology.
And, as I say, they also despise the weak. That's something else, because they're sadomasochistic. And they're very cruel to the weak beneath them. You'll always find that in such societies when they've been militarized. And we have been militarized. When I saw the troops going in to the first Gulf War, and they showed you a bunch of Marines on board a U.S. carrier doing rap music, stripped off, and you heard this noise, this incredible noise going across the ocean, and these men jumping up and down like something that you'd have seen in Africa 500 years ago, I said, we're sending in the barbarians to one of the oldest civilizations in the world. We had created a degenerate generation for this particular time in history.
That's right. They've sold us that skulls and death and murder and craziness is fun, when really the most vicious civilizations became civilized because they realized the great danger of barbarism and knew that the veneer of civilization was incredibly thin, and once that's stripped away, hell is released.
Absolutely. And that's what we have now, and we have people who have a generation, really, where very few people have two parents. Bertrand Russell and many others spoke about this. It was necessary to destroy the family. The state would become the boss and the new father, and it has been. Now, when these young men, who often don't have a father figure, are brought into the military, suddenly, for the first time, they belong, just the same as the studies that they've found on gangs. Young people who have one-parent families will join the gang because it's the newest thing to the father. He gets protected. protection. From
exactly.
The gang.
In fact, I've seen studies. Most of the thug cops were single parent. They were into drugs and crime. They became bullies. They're not real men. They think abusing little people is strength.
Yes, that's right. And so we joined the military. You're told you're special. Every country does the same thing. You're special. You're not a civilian now. A civilian is a derogatory term. And the bonding process is a scientific process in the military. And suddenly they belong to something for the first time in their lives. Their new brothers are all around them wearing the same gear as they do. Their enemies are everyone else who's not wearing that same gear, that uniform, that one form. And so they feel secure for the first time in their life, and they're being taken care of, and are given power. It's also the only area where a male in this society is allowed to show off aggression and be rewarded.
That's
for
right.
It.
All other true male archetypes, they're healthy. The leader of the home, a hard worker, that's all suppressed. You're only allowed in a mutated form to exercise it within the uniform or at a mindless sports game acting like a fool. Anywhere else, it is not allowed. And as they commit crimes against the population, as they abuse and humiliate the population, that forms resistance, which then further compacts the gang into their gang psychology of, see, the outsider is against you.
That's right. That is right. So this is a very old plan, and a lot of this came from Plato's Republic. Plato's Republic talked about the New World Order. He talked about ongoing revolution.
And Caesar wrote about how to manipulate his own troops.
Yes.
And that's why Kissinger, in his own book, can call you dumb animals to be used by them, and you go, yes, I'm a dumb animal. Oh, mm-hmm. God, nerve gas me, kill me, I love you, Kissinger.
That's right. He called the American troops dumb, stupid animals to be used for foreign policy. Yeah. And a foreign policy which they did not understand, never would, and actually they don't care to understand.
As long as they get to act macho and tough.
Well, they've been brought up with video games where they see cartoons with guys with big machine guns and weaponry. And here they are. They're given the real stuff and told to go off and kill in the killing fields. And they're also drugged, too, mind you, mightily today. Lots of articles on the drugging of the troops. And that also was put out in Jane's magazine maybe 15 years ago, that the future soldier would be heavily drugged so that he would not have retained memories of the things that he'd done.
Well, the Pentagon admitted in late 2001, right as they went into Afghanistan, it was called the Marshall Plan, was the article in Wired, that the head futurist, Mr. Marshall, 90-something years old at the time, I don't know if he's still alive, said in the future, and he looks like Aleister Crowley, he said in the future it'll be what drugs you're on, what your military, and they admitted they were testing new drugs on the troops then, and then it came out that, remember, four Delta Force guys came back from one unit and murdered their women and children,
yeah.
And of course it turned out that was a little test. And then when the police would pull up at Fort Bragg, they were just flopping on the ground, foaming at the mouth. And the news said, oh, that's quite normal to murder your children.
Mm-hmm. We also had Canadian troops. Canada was given the largest doses of a new drug, a substitute for quinine, for malaria.
Yeah, that was it.
And some countries like France banned it because it was so neurotoxic. And a documentary was done on the CBC on troops who came back. And one young officer said that his whole time there was like an LSD trip. He was hallucinating every day. They all were. He was pulling his own pistol out and putting it at the heads of children.
And, of course, that malaria story is just the cover.
Yes.
It was like Gruckheimer. Private Gruckheimer told the Ithaca Times, yeah, we go into villages and we line up all the women and children and murder them. And then the Army came out and said, well, we want to clarify, that's only in some villages. And then they give them things like halcyon amnesics afterwards.
Yes, that's correct. So that they don't retain those nasty memories, but eventually when they're demobbed and come back into society, they start going crazy, and there's no help then.
Yeah, when they've got your wife pulled over at 1 a.m. when she's coming home from work, that's when he's going to melt down.
Yeah. Oh,
he's going to kill her right on the squad car video, and nothing's going to happen. And if you speak up, a SWAT team's going to come by, and they're going to murder you and the rest of your family because you're slaves now.
Another part of this as well is not apart from the psychological damage and probably physical brain damage that's done with these drugs, is the fact that, see, during the Vietnam War, they recognized something. And the same bunch, remember, who were helping behind the scenes in advisory capacities are in power today. And some of them vowed never to let the Vietnam era happen again in a future war. Now, they were scared of troops coming back who were well-coached in the military and how to defend themselves and war tactics in case they would cause a revolution back home. And it was decided that, or at least a suggestion was put forward at a very high level, that if they could literally, through inoculations and different means, disable those soldiers after 4 years or so were up. In other words, diseases would kick in, which would make them very, very sick. That would put them out of the category of being a future threat when brought back home within the country.
Well, that's what the vaccines are for. They give them the questionnaire, and this has even come out from high-level sources. They give them a questionnaire and say, will you fire on U.S. citizens? And the 75% on average that say no, they then get the shot that soft kills them, and this is, and then you're going to be dead in 5-10 years, or a vegetable. And then the others that say yes, they get promoted up, and they get taken care of like good racehorses, and they don't get called for the special shots.
That's correct. So it's given time delay diseases, which will kick in once their usefulness in the military is over, and they go downhill. And many of them commit suicide as well. Many of them have crippling diseases and terrible pain.
Yeah, so lie and say you'll fire on U.S. citizens, but you've got to convince them.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to kill you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this is all planned. So those in the military are disposable. And there's always another bunch next year at turning the right age to join to take their place. They're renewable and disposable. And this
because I'm 18 and I don't know what I want. And they know you don't know what you want.
Yeah. That's right. And if you're signed on for 2 years to 4 years, well, after that 4 years is up, the darn good chance you can go home, work for a couple of years, and be stricken with some odd disease that's going to cripple you, bring you down quickly, and you have no threat as a trained soldier back home when the country's going down the drain.
Please continue, Alan.
Well, as I say, everything is planned this way. And often published. That's the amazing thing about this New World Order. They do have their big players publish many, many books with future scenarios because they have huge think tanks working on all aspects of society at all times. And they do love to print up and put out to the public the facts of their plan, their Brave New World scenario. And now, the futurist society is a great, huge society it's going to go for many years. That's where your mainstream authors are invited to attend to get the latest, and they write stories around things which are going to happen in real life to familiarize the public and condition them that this is inevitable.
Revelation of the method, because their studies, the behavioral psychologist studies, as you know, but for the audience, know that even if something's a horrible thing, if they've been introduced to it, they will take it better. And so that's why there were so many books and TV shows about the government's going to fly planes in the World Trade Center, they're going to attack Afghanistan, they're going to use war games to cover it up, and they told you, we're going to do this. And then I even had the X-File guy on saying, yes, the CIA came and told us to write these pieces, and it's just letting us know. It's like, we did it, and we're going to keep killing you, okay?
Yeah, and I don't think people realize that everything in their culture is guided. All arts and entertainment and so on is guided. That's now declassified from the CIA. They ran the culture industry in the U.S. They were allied with MI5 in Britain. And I've got all the data here that's only recently been declassified. The big bands, the groups they funded, the great artists they funded, even the poets they funded, to guide and shape the thoughts of those that followed the arts.
Well, there's a lady got a popular Ron Paul song out right now, and she was signed 4 years ago by one of the biggest record companies, and it's admitted the CIA came to them and said, no, do not put this out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So this is something you see when you read the communist writings of Lenin. Lenin said at the beginning of the 1900s, he said, communism will not last forever. He says, maybe 70 years. He said, then it will blend in to into the West. It will combine with capitalism, and out of it will come a third way, which again is the title of the book of Alvin Toffler, who belongs to the Futurist Society.
The mentor of Newt Gingrich, who is not anything but a conservative.
Yes, and Lenin said that the system that would eventually transpire would be not quite capitalist, not quite communist. It would be a form of an elitist group at the top, a fascist elitist group, and a bureaucratic system run on the communist lines to take care of the masses, and everyone would eventually be brought in to serve the world state. That will be your duty to the world when born.
All right, stay there. His website's cuttingthematrix.com. My website's at prisonplanet.com. Check out the new Prison Planet. But if you like the old one, classic.prisonplanet.com. There's a big banner up there. You can still have the old site, too.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today. Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another.
I want to get into how you see things unfolding, the end game, the timeline, as best as you can. Alan tends to think they're going to succeed, at least in damaging humanity, probably in an irrevocable way. At least I've gotten that from him in the past. Your call's coming up next hour at 1-800-259-9231. Shifting gears, you know, I took RTF at the local college here in Austin, and I read a lot of books about it, and I'm familiar with the book, The Whirling Dervisher, about media control. But Aaron Dykes has got it right out the window out there. He's reading it right now about CIA control of the dominant media in the past. They're losing control now, so they're not invincible. But I also, Alan, wanted to get your take on the general public isn't aware that watching television puts them in a dream state. I mean, that's mainline science. They think we're just saying that. Puts you in a dream state, and so that's why I've seen studies, a bunch of them, 30, 40 years ago, they would do suggestibility, hypnotism tests at universities, and they found about 25% on average could be highly suggestible. And that was always the number. Books were written by hypnotists and by magicians, and you can see it if you go on a cruise, you go to Las Vegas, you know, they'll get 100 people out of the audience and only pick 10 or 15. But now they're finding, when they have these TV shows where the guy can make somebody give them their wallet on the street, or he could hypnotize people to go try to rob an armored car or to jump in a river, and it's really happening. And now they're finding around 60% of people will do it. Well, that's because they're zombies. They're never awake anymore, and sometimes you can even see them kind of wake up when you're warning them, you know, out on the street, or you see somebody you hadn't seen in a while, and you'll see them kind of break out of it. And I don't think the public realizes, those that are awake, just how, you know, we joke and say they're sheep, they're zombies. No, there really are zombies, Alan.
They are zombies. There's no doubt about it. They've never really been conscious, to be honest with you. They've been raised and weaned on television. They've been babysat with television from the age of toddlers. And if you even look at what they're being shown as toddlers, you'll see all the political correctness there that child's going to experience in their lifetime. All the greening stuff is in the cartoons. The save the world stuff is in the cartoons. The messages of too many people is in the cartoons. And so, but they've been raised like that, not to be conscious at all. And Brzezinski, who really specialized in certain areas of the human mind, on the mass level, talked about that in his own book, Between Two Ages. And he said in there that shortly the public will be unable to think for themselves through scientific technique. And he said all they'll be able to do is repeat what was on the previous night's news to each other on the following day at work. He said they will expect the media to do the reasoning for them. And that has happened. It's been very successful. The average person truly believes the media is an extension of their own brain and will warn them about things that they should know. They don't stop and even question what is the media, the fact that they're private organizations, and they have tremendous power to mislead you if they so wish. Now, only 50 years ago, people in all countries were very suspicious of media. They knew that they were owned by big business tycoons, who are generally related to royalty or whatever, and big magnates. And they knew that it was propaganda outlets. That's what media was for, propaganda. Media is an essential arm of government. That's its purpose. It gives us our reality through whatever information it decides we're supposed to know, even if it's false.
I want to talk more about that when we get back and how to break people out of this mesmerized condition. But as you said, from birth, they're raised in it to where the neural pathways develop, and these are major studies of the brain, and the television with children actually brain damages them. It lessens their future potential. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved